All right, here at the Ag Masters Conference, I am visiting with Chris Kaminsky with Monsanto. And Chris, what's your title?
I am a technology development rep for Monsanto. I work in Central Illinois.
All right. Now, you're here at the Ag Masters Conference. This is a brand new format, and Monsanto, of course, one of the sponsors. What do you think about this new format and the way that the conference has been changed this year and adapted to some of the, I guess, new technology and information that farmers are looking for?
Yeah, I like the format. I think it creates a pretty interactive environment that allows interaction between growers, folks in the industry, as well as academia. The second day sessions seem like they're going to be really focused on some key topics that are very pertinent, very timely, and it looks like a real in-depth discussion about these that is going to allow those of us in attendance to come away with some very valuable information that we can share with our customers or people that we report to or that rely on us for agronomic information. So I'm looking to come away with a lot of information that I can share with others.
Why is it so important for your company to be involved in this conference on a sponsorship level?
Well, I think it really shows Monsanto's commitment to agriculture, not only in the support of academia, but just supporting farmers in general and what they do. A company like us has often stated that we're successful when farmers are successful, and that's very true. And in order for them to be successful, I think that they really need the expertise and support and research that is provided by the university. So when the universities are able to educate the farmer, which is in turn our customers as well, everybody wins in that situation.
Here at the Ag Masters Conference, we're speaking once again with one of the sponsors of the conference, and that is FMC, and their representative here is Brent Neuberger. And Brent, what do you think about the new format here and the new way that they have the new and improved Ag Masters Conference?
Well, anytime you set up a conference, I think it's important from a basic manufacturer standpoint to get our products used correctly. And so getting that knowledge, that research base from the university is very important. Bringing in the university speakers to educate people on new technologies, new ways to use our herbicides, insecticides is very, very important.
And, of course, this conference started out 60-some years ago as just a spray school, I guess, just for pesticide applications and that kind of thing. And now we really expanded it to include a whole realm of things. And do you think that this scope is going to help, you know, help farmers give a broader view of some of the issues that they're facing?
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, you know, we're into the technology age and the internet, and a lot of people are going to that source to gather information. But there's still the lack of the face-to-face and being able to ask questions of speakers outside of being able to read something on a computer screen. So you interact not only with that speaker and what he's actually seeing, but you can interact with other people that are here. And so a lot of times conferences like this that I attend, I will learn as much talking to other people as listening to the speaker.
Here at the Ag Masters Conference, I'm speaking once again with one of our sponsors, and that is Dow AgriSciences. With me is Courtney Gallup. And Courtney, what's your title?
I'm a field scientist. I work in R&D and crop protection. I'm located in Davenport, Iowa, working in western Illinois and eastern Iowa.
Now, what do you think about this new conference, which follows a 60-year history of a conference that started out being called the Spray School? What do you think about the new format, the new location, the new time here for this conference?
This location is perfect, I think. It's really nicely done. But in terms of the format, it's very nice. It's very nice. It's a good way to exchange information with all levels of agriculture. You have the growers, the retailers, the industry, academic, government. It's a really good opportunity to exchange ideas.
Now, without the sponsors, this conference couldn't happen. Why did Dow AgriSciences feel this is something that they really wanted to be a part of?
We feel strongly in the input of of universities into where agriculture is going, and we like to support their efforts in outreach and extension and exchanging ideas, and also for us to get feedback from universities of what the importance is for growers. So we rely heavily on the perspective of the university to educate us on what is expected from growers.
Right here at the Ag Masters Conference at the University of Illinois, with me is Craig Abel, who is with Syngenta, also one of the sponsors of the conference. And Craig, let me tell you what you think about this new format and the expanded format here at the Ag Masters Conference.
Well, it's a great opportunity. I mean, I like the new format. As we look at going forward, it's a very in-depth view. You know, so we look back at history, you get a small piece of the puzzle as you go through some of the seminars and presentations, where this new format, you really get a deep dive into some topics that are really important to the business today.
Well, and without the support of sponsors like Syngenta, this conference couldn't even exist. Why did Syngenta decide to lend their support to this conference?
Well, it's a huge opportunity to be a part of a very good program. And then also, as you look at it impacting the market, all the key customers are going to come to this venue to learn about new technology and practices that are going to be common in the marketplace.